Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Three Tune Tuesday. I am your host Bonaparte, and I am here to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the pinnacle of technology, and the art of recording music was a marvel of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, March the 26th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside where all are welcome. Please come in, step inside, make yourself comfortable. Imagine settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time, back to the time of dance halls and acoustic music recording. Picture a smoky dance hall, bathed in dim light. Around a polished wooden floor, couples glide and sway, their steps a blur of motion. Laughter and chatter mingle with the enticing rhythm of a live band, the bright notes of a piano, the infectious beats of a drum, perhaps a saxophone's mournful wail. This is the world the All-Star Trio inhabited, a world pulsing with the energy of the early 20th century, where music mirrored a society hungry for novelty and excitement. The All-Star Trio featured virtuoso xylophonist George Hamilton Green, pianist Frank Banta, or occasionally Victor Arden, and the skilled saxophonist F. Wheeler Wadsworth. They rose to prominence between the late 1910s and the early 1920s. Their music was the soundtrack of dance halls and social gatherings, a blend of spirited ragtime rhythms and the emerging infectious sound of jazz. As the technology for recording and distributing music blossomed, the All-Star Trio found its way onto wax cylinders and shellac records, ushering a new era of popular music into the homes of countless Americans. Now, imagine trying to capture that whirlwind energy of 1920s dance hall with nothing but a giant horn. If this sounds a bit far-fetched, it's because it mostly was. Before microphones and amplifiers, musicians and bands like the All-Star Trio relied entirely on acoustic recording methods to record their music onto a shellac record. They'd gather around a single horn, carefully positioning themselves to ensure the sound waves from their instruments traveled into it with enough force to vibrate a needle that etched those vibrations onto a wax disc. The limitations of acoustic recording are immediately apparent when listening to music from this era. The sound is often muffled, lacking in clarity, and certain frequencies struggle to come through. Let's listen to the All-Star Trio's 1919 recording of Sweet and Pretty for a taste of this vintage sound. Thank you. Notice the muffled piano and the way green xylophone occasionally seems to dominate the soundscape. Instruments like the saxophone did not fare as well in this format, but despite these limitations, there's a unique charm to these early recordings. They offer a sonic snapshot of an important turning point in music history. Now, before we dive back in and get to our second song, let's take a quick break for a delicious cup of coffee. This week's All-Star Trio-themed Three-Tune Tuesday is proudly brought to you by Skeleton Brew Coffee. Skeleton Brew understands that a truly exceptional coffee experience goes beyond just the taste. They carefully source their beans from around the world and expertly roast them in-house to coax out distinct and satisfying flavors. Whether you prefer a bold, dark roast, a smooth cold brew, or a lighter blend to start your day, Skeleton Brew caters to every coffee lover. But their commitment to quality doesn't stop at the cup. Skeleton Brew is passionate about sustainability and supporting their community. 10% of all their sales go directly to local nonprofit arts organizations. So the next time you're craving a coffee that's both delicious and makes a difference, choose Skeleton Brew Coffee. Visit their website at https://skeletonbrew.coffee. That is right, that is skeletonbrew.coffee. For more information and to explore their exquisite selection. The All-Star Trio thrived in an age of rapid change. The Roaring Twenties brought a wave of social and cultural shifts, a desire for excitement, pleasure, and novelty. At the heart of this change was dance. New dances like the foxtrot, the Charleston, and the shimmy swept the nation, often with matching hit songs fueling their popularity. The All-Star Trio's music was perfectly timed to ride this dance craze. Their upbeat tunes, infectious rhythms, and clear melodies were tailor-made for the dance floor. Their music wasn't just for listening, it was an invitation to move, to let loose, and to be part of the excitement that defined those exhilarating years. Let's take a listen to one of their lively dance numbers named Everybody Shimmies Now. This is a medley foxtrot. And notice how its cheerful energy and rhythms practically beg you to get up and dance. Thank you. Are you loving our deep dive into the music and culture of the Roaring Twenties? Would you like to keep those vintage vibes humming along all week? Then I'd like to invite you to join the vibrant Blind Skeleton community. Our email list is your connection to more 3Tune Tuesday insights, exclusive historical tidbits, and updates on upcoming themes. As a welcome gift, you'll receive a free digital copy of the Vintage Lover's Guide to Coffee, packed with fascinating coffee history and tips for brewing the perfect cup in the spirit of yesteryear. To get your free guide and join our community of vintage music enthusiasts, simply visit blindskeleton.one/subscribe. You'll also find links to our lively social media platforms. Let's keep the music of the past playing strong. The All-Star Trio may not be a household name today, but their impact on early jazz and popular music is undeniable. They were part of a larger movement that brought jazz and ragtime influences into the mainstream, paving the way for later legends like Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. The lively rhythms and infectious melodies popularized by bands like theirs became the building blocks for the evolution of jazz and later swing music. Let's listen to the All-Star Trio's rendition of Old Man Jazz. This is one of my favorites of theirs, and I play it, in fact, every Halloween as well. While it might sound a little quaint compared to the later complexities of jazz, you can hear the seeds of what was to come. The rhythmic interplay, the hints of improvisation, and the sheer energy that characterized jazz are present in this early recording.
Thank you.
Their legacy shines through in their contribution to the evolution of American music, helping to shape the tastes and soundtrack of a generation. Now, finally, as we step back into the present, it's easy to take the instant accessibility of music for granted. But the scratchy recordings of the All-Star Trio and their contemporaries in the 1910s, 1920s, and even 1930s remind us of an era when music was a very precious commodity, captured with ingenuity and enjoyed with unbridled enthusiasm. Their music echoes a fascinating moment in history when social revolutions and technological breakthroughs danced in time. Though their heyday was brief, the All-Star Trio's legacy lives on. Their playful rhythms and infectious melodies remind us of the timeless power of music to move us, both physically and emotionally. It's a testament to the enduring spirit of jazz and the transformative nature of popular music. Thank you for joining me on this journey today through the sounds of the early 20th century. If you enjoyed exploring the All-Star Trio, let me know. There are countless other hidden gems of vintage music waiting to be rediscovered. Thank you, and see you next week.